4CEF Mobile.
From work. I go out and do a couple of heat calls, service calls, and I'm heading home from the shop.
I don't miss running service. I used to be an electrician. I had to run service all the time. I got burnt out on it, so I got into something else.
I'm an air conditioning, heating and air tech. I had to go look at a couple of units this afternoon. I'm working with one of these local companies here, which is really nice. And had to run all the way down to Anderson on one of my calls, which was, yeah, it was okay, nice old lady. But, got to order a part for one, and she needs a new unit in the other one.
But did you just move here not long ago? Over in Greer, maybe?
I live in Greer, yes.
You back a while back?
Probably. I spoke to quite a few people on this repeater in the last couple days, but quite a few nice folks.
What's on this one?
Yeah, I'm going to, once things let up a little bit, I'm going to jump in here and join the group.
You're in one of the radio clubs around here, hasn't decided yet?
Yeah, I think I'm going to join this one. I think it's, oh, geez, I can't think of the name of it now. The young fella, Tom, I think it's called N0TR. He was telling me, I think it's Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club or something like that, BlueRidge.com.
Yeah.
Fine. Next day or so here and get my name in the hat, you know.
I'm having in-person meetings. None of them are doing that anymore now.
It'll probably come back in a couple of months, you know, once everything blows over and the vaccines come out and some of the hype for this stuff kind of dies down.
Die down or not, we'll see.
Yes, I guess that's it. You know, I guess kind of hang tight and see what happens. Down here off of 29, I believe this is Rutherford Road down here. Just heading to 29, you're going to turn left and put it in the wind.
Highway 247, halfway between Belton and a little neighborhood called Ware Place. I'm headed, going to be headed down 25 towards Piedmont area.
Hey, is that where you live down here?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, so I guess we're heading in different directions.
Yeah, county, I guess.
I gotta give the missus a call there. I know I'm on my way home so she can get dinner going. You have a good evening. And we'll catch up with you again there. I forget your call sign, but this is KB2HXS Mobile. Be listening out.
4 GPA.
Go 4CEF Mobile.
Go 4 GPA Mobile.
How's it going this evening?
Finally getting a little warm.
Got the heat wide open in the truck now as fight traffic northbound on 85.
8 in the morning, it's going to be cold.
More to that. Wind was pretty brutal this morning, but yeah, it's going to be real nice waking up in the morning.
Got down some. That's the worst part about it.
Forget about cuts through anything you can wear.
Hey, check that back in there.
Where GPA?
Well, hello there.
No flurries yesterday evening?
No, I didn't. It was a little drizzly, but I didn't see any flurries. Did you get some?
Not in the north part of Spartanburg. No, I didn't see any. My wife kept checking. She was really hoping to see something, but I think it's too early.
Yeah, I can't wait for the first snowfall. I haven't been in a good snowstorm or snowfall in many, many eons. Living in Florida for 20 years, didn't get much snow down there.
Hopefully we'll see something this year. I don't know if we'll see anything good like we did back in the 80s and 90s, but, you know, we'll see something.
Bad ones up on Long Island back in the 70s. It was one year we got 3 foot of snow. And, man, I tell you what, clearing the driveway was fun with my father. He had to take it out in chunks.
I can only imagine that. Shoot, I think the only snow we got last year, it snowed. The wife and kids got outside and got to play in it. By the time I got home from work, it was all gone.
Oh, you have to go up to North Carolina and go up and do some skiing or something down the mountain.
Skiing, I'd like to go somewhere, at least go tubing. I don't know if I got the knack for skiing or not, but I wouldn't mind trying it.
Either we used to do a lot of tubing and sled riding. We had the discs up there. We used to go out to Bald Hill on Long Island, and man, we had some good times back then.
No matter how old I get, I still enjoy playing in the snow, especially with my kids. So I think they would love going tubing, so I wouldn't mind trying to take them this year.
Yeah, my stepkids are taking their kids or grandkids up to North Carolina. They live in Lyman, so they're heading up, I think, next week for my granddaughter's birthday. She's going to be 7 years old, so they're taking her up there up to go play in the snow.
Man, I bet that'd be a lot of fun. We usually get some time off around Christmas. If we get snow even close by, we'll try to go at least take the kids and just go see it or just ride around, just have a good, make a day of it. So far, about the farthest we've made it is, I think it was Johnson City, Tennessee. We made it all the way that far looking for snow.
Right. Yeah, my wife and I, we love to do that kind of stuff. Just get in the car and just go, you know, just see where the heck we wind up.
Hey, I'm 4-V, how are you?
Hey, you're a little scratchy, come back.
Kilo Mike, 4 Victor, India, United.
Sequence.
Sure, but I've got it down as being located up near Caesar's Head.
North Carolina, I'm in next to Waynesville, Roger.
You're off frequency a little bit. Carolina, but it sounds like he's off frequency.
Yeah, he said Waynesville, North Carolina. It's hard to hit the repeater from Waynesville.
Up, but he's definitely got a lot of noise on the signal.
Hey, my antenna's kind of stuck. I can't point south. It's pointing northeast, Roger.
Oh, that was better.
Man, much clearer now.
Well, move on around. I'm still pointing just a tad northeast.
Not better now. I'm down here in Greer, South Carolina, talking into the machine.
Roger that. Roger that. Both you guys sound good. I just got this this cubicle quad put back in line yesterday, and I really hadn't got to use it any. I thought I'd try it. Now the stupid rotor's quit working.
Always owning radios. He's always something.
Yeah, I know that's a fact.
Buckle up and don't look twice.
Wanting to get my antenna higher, and it's just never high enough, and I always want to do something more with it.
Okay, turned right there. I should be pretty close to you right there. Need it a tad better anyway.
24, coming off the back of the beam.
Okay. You know down there today?
There yet.
Got about an inch or maybe 2 inches here early this morning, and, you know, a few flurries today. Other than that, not much.
Not yet.
Warning for them to call off school today, so I don't know if they really call it off anymore now they have virtual school.
Change.
Hey, they won't get a snow day ever because it'll always be, anytime it snows, they'll have virtual school.
He's opening the schools up again. Snow or no snow?
Still here, they I think they go like, which doesn't make any sense to me, they go like a week or two on and then a week or two off. make any sense, does it?
Nothing.
All right, guys, I'll let you have it back. I just want to jump in and see if this junk was working, and maybe it's just frozen up. Guys, I appreciate it. KM4VAU, I'll be QRT.
Yeah,
73C.
Yeah, KP2HXS Mobile still on here. Yeah, have a good afternoon.
I think Spartanburg are getting ready to start back up and go 5 days a week.
Reports out there about, you know, the kids not really, they're not susceptible to it. So I guess the information is starting to come out now.
Yeah, well, I know they're doing some crazy stuff. My wife was telling me about it last night where, like, a whole class, they have to stay together at all times, can't play with other kids. And that way, if one person in that class gets it, they'll put the whole class out. And I don't know. It's so crazy.
It's so crazy. I just don't even want to talk about it anymore.
Hey there. I just wish it wasn't so front and center of everything. It'd be nice to go a day without wear a mask or anything, especially at work, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yep, I know, but I do what I have to do, you know, I follow whatever protocol the customer wants me to follow, so, and whatever the, you know, whatever the office wants me to follow, so, I don't want to rock the boat, you know.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's just nice to not talk about it. It'd be nice just not worry about it for the most part.
Anyway, man, I'm stuck in traffic here in US 29. My goodness. Just passing Lowe's right now. Stop and go traffic. Goodness. When am I back in New York?
85 north from 101, and it was backed up all the way to 29. Wasn't nothing going on. It was just backed up the highway 29 right there.
Well, I was heading down to... oh, my gosh, Williamston down there, down by Anderson. I was going south on 85, and 85 north was just a parking lot.
Sounds weird. It's hit or miss. You know, southbound every evening, everybody gets off. You know, it gets backed up. But northbound, you get on it one day, and it'll be wide open, and another day, it's just backed up for no reason whatsoever.
And Barrett, I guess.
Yeah, I know. Usually, I try to look at the traffic before I get on, but I was not successful today, but it wasn't too bad, so I'm just thankful I don't live in Greenville, because I feel sorry for those people.
Yeah, that's why I like Greer, because it's not as congested at times, and I like to keep my business up here if I can, you know.
Yeah, Greer's not a bad area. I mean, they got a lot of nice stuff. You know, for me, I like the north end of, like, Greenville, Spartanburg area. That's really nice, but that's where I tend to stay up. I don't try to go the other way if I can help it.
Yes. Try and concentrate my business and from, like, Greer to Spartanburg, that, you know, that direction.
I think I remember you. We think we talked a day or two ago. Was it named Dave? Was that it?
That is correct, sir.
Same here, Andrew. I usually, if I get off around 5 or 6, I usually try to jump on, at least throw my call sign out. So I'm pulling into the house now, so I'll say 73s to you, and hopefully you have a good evening. And maybe we'll catch you on another evening on the way home. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
KB2HXS. All right, Andrew, once again, good to chit-chat. I'll listen out for a bit and got just about probably 10 minutes to the house, and I'm eating me a sloppy joe.
Radio on that one. Yeah, it'd be good. I think we got spaghetti tonight, but I think my wife's got some sandwich stuff in the cupboard ready to go one day, so. But well, you enjoy your supper. Like I said, 73s to you, and I'll definitely be clear this time. KO4CES.
Oh, it's KO4CEF. Okay, I got that wrong. All right, Andrew, have a good night. 73, KB2HXS.